www.lakeswentworth.au. Now, Carlton Princess Highway, Jubilee Avenue, we've got a car breakdown in a very awkward spot. East Lakes Wentworth Avenue on ramp to Southern Cross Drive. There's a truck breakdown northbound with Centenary approaching Arthur Street. Still in high demand for northbounders there. Get ready for bushfire season this weekend. Your local RFS brigade will have heaps of activities to get you home and family fire ready this weekend. Are you ready? I'm Silvio on Sky Sports Radio.
Whether you like a bet on the horses, ponies, greyhounds, dogs, trots or chariots, there's never been a better time to get on Trackside. With bigger odds on every race, you've got more chances to win big. Head to your local tab to get on Trackside. Gamble responsibly. Sky Sports Radio now presents Racing HQ. Setting up your racing day with race news, interviews, track reports, previews and tab markets.
And it is 10:04 with Sean Cosgrove. Good morning. We've got a big day of racing today at Wellington. And Ian Giffen joining me now, the CEO from Wellington. How are you, Ian?
Yeah, I'm excellent, thanks, Sean.
That's good. What sort of a day have you had doing there?
Well, after a frost, I'm standing outside and the sun's shining on my back and it's very warm.
Yeah, well, usually after the frost you get those beautiful clear days, don't you?
Yeah, no, there's not a cloud in the sky and, yes, one of those magic days.
All right, so the track today, Ian, how will you rate that officially?
It's a good three.
Yep.
And, yeah, massive cover of Kaikoura. It's still dead, although I can see a tiny green tinge starting to come through. But we're not getting a lot of growth. I've got a farm and nothing's growing. We've had 30 roaring great frosts in a row.
Goodness me. But the old Kaikoura, it would survive Chernobyl just about, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that's right. And, yeah, it's we've had a big thatch carryover from the autumn and... Raced very well last meeting, and it'll race well again today.
So one good thing about it, it may not look good, but it does the job.
Yes, that's for sure. It's, they always rate it one of the best tracks in the bush, and I think that's the reason. You just get a big, heavy thatch on it, and whether it looks dead or green, it races very well.
Now, the rail today, Ian?
True position.
True position, and a good three, and a beautiful, beautiful, clear, sunny day.
Yes, for sure, sir.
All right, all you need is a winner today and no more frosts.
That's right. And the field stood up very well.
Yeah, it looks fantastic. We're going to run through the form at a moment with Mick Wallace. So good luck there today, Ian. Hope all goes well.
Thanks, Sean.
Ian Giffen, the CEO at Wellington. Now it's 10:05. Mick Wallace joining me now to try and find all the winners today. And as Ian said, absolutely perfect day there, Mick.
Certainly is. Good morning, Sean.
Beautiful. It's a good three rail through and lovely fine day.
Yeah, very much looking forward to this seven race card. Perfect day for racing.
All right, now the first, we'll put out three, the Penguin, six, Miss Forbidden, seven, Skiffle, 10, Cosmo Star, 16, Dream on Charlie. Now, number 12, She's All Spirit is $3.30, nine, Agiroba is $5, four, Develop, $6, number eight, Vaguely Related, $7.50, two, Panawara, $8.50, 14, Girl Most Likely is a $9.50 pop, one, Dooley Star, 13, 13, See For Yourself at 15, 5, Hamsey at 21, 11, Dunny Do Girl 26, along with 15, 1 over 4.
I'm pretty close to the market here in the first, Sean. Numbers here are 12, 9, 4 and 2. Going with She's All Spirit, a first starter by All-American from the Cameron Crockett Yard at Mudgee. Has had the four trials, the most recent of which was at Dubbo. Finished fourth in a field of 10 there behind Tunkuna. Now, they were spread out a touch, but She's All Spirit wasn't asked to do a great deal in the run to the line. She worked up nicely under a good hold. Matthew Carl takes the ride here today, and I wouldn't be surprised if this filly opened her account with a victory here today. Nine, Algeroba, I thought, might be the main danger. This horse had a couple of runs as a two-year-old. Was placed first up. Last preparation went second at Cowra behind Pier 1. Led them up that day, showed good speed. Brett Thompson's always been of the belief, I think this horse would be a better three-year-old. And we'll put it into the numbers. Four Develops, an interesting runner. Has had the two trials, finished second in both. The most intriguing part about the two trials is they're almost 2 years apart. I was unable to obtain any vision of the recent Parks trial when second behind Invincible Thunder, but this horse obviously has some ability and has been kept safe in the market. And two Panuara, I thought, might be an improver. He's only had the one race start, finished seventh at Narromine over the 800 metres. That was behind French Giggle. Raced a little green and did strike interference at the 200 metre mark. Found the line okay. Will no doubt have benefited from the experience. Interesting race to kick things off. In the first, we're going 12, 9, 4 and 2.
And a good point you made, Mick. It's interesting the horse has had trials 2 years apart. Obviously shown something and they've persevered.
Yeah, I'm just wondering if there's a bit of a story there, whether this horse has had an injury or something. We'll try and get to the bottom of that when we get to the track.
Yeah, there was one the other day, probably out that way, turned up. I think they had one run, it was about a 7 or 8 year old, and it flogged them.
We do see that a bit in this area. I'm just wondering what, you know, trainers put horses out to pasture and almost forget about them sometimes.
Yeah, no, sometimes age shall not weary them, as they say. Now, the second, 4 Mon Petit Fee and 13 the Cottage come out. Now, 2 Good Verdict to 2.30. 5 Marcao, or Machao, is 4.20. 1 Flux Capacitor, 4.60, and so is $6 Thief. Now, 11 Milady's Jam, 19. 14 Special Strike, 21. 10 Irish Spy, 31. Number 3 Bendy Boy, 51, along with 12 Misty Lightful. Number 8 Geotechnis, 81. And then 9 and 8 are head to toe and Grand Kenny, both $101.
I'm with the favourite here. Sean, numbers are 2, 1, 14, and 11. Good Verdict, formerly prepared by Kim Waugh, now with Cameron Crockett there at Mudgee. First up from a spell, first up last preparation, was second at Scone behind Max Reward. It was a really good effort, hit the line strongly. Was tuned up for this first up assignment with a nice trial effort at Dubbo recently. Was placed second to Tung Kuna in that trial, showed speed, and it went to the line under a hold. I think this horse might be ready to produce the goods here first up in the area. 1 Flux Capacitor. I bumped into a couple of smart ones, I think, last time there at Dubbo. Corriglen won the race, who was a former Hawks galloper. And 2, Alexandra Demure was a new horse to the Cameron Crockett Yard, who was a real eye-catcher that day. So the effort to run third behind those two was sound. Has a soft draw today, Flux Capacitor, getting fitter with each run, and does have Matthew Carr in the saddle. 14 Special Strike, I thought, might be the value in the race. Did enough when resuming at Warren. It was placed sixth there behind Dynamite Dan. Has since trialed exceptionally well. Finished fourth in a field of 7 behind Lalabrook. And there were some pretty smart horses going around in that trial that day. Lalabrook, who is a very promising type, won the trial. Somebody, who's a very good sprinter in this region, was second. And Jar of Hearts was placed third. So there was a bit of depth to that trial. I wouldn't be surprised if Special Strike ran a decent race here today. 11 My Lady's Gem, best of the rest, wasn't beaten barring 2 starts for 2-year-old. It does come from the strong Brett Thompson yard. Numbers in race 2, we'll go 2, 1, 14 and 11.
All right, now the third event, take out 13 Strike Zone, 14 Billisi, 15 Trust Me Bill, 16 Turf on top. 11, your one and only, is $4 even. 8, A Wild Enemy's Pick, $6.50. 12, Nightspun, $6.50. Number 2, Bellatrade, 7. 1, Seven the Yak at 8. Now, 5, Magic Archer, 8.50. 9, Hungerford Wonder, 11. Also, 10, More Than All Right, 11. 4, Subway Surfer, 12. 7, Hay Grace, 21. 6, Behest, 26. And 3, John Denon, $61 pop.
Yeah, some of the horses I've got in my numbers here will need a little bit of luck. I've tipped mostly back markers. Numbers are 10, 11, 8 and 9. Going with that More Than All Right. She'll be getting back in the ruck, you would imagine. Her last effort at Dubbo was exceptionally good. Got a long way out of the ground. That was over the 1,620 metres. And it ran on stoutly. We've beaten 1.3 lengths by surprise winner Subway Surfer. She can be a little bit in and out, but I just think if they run along here, she'll get her opportunity to get to the outside, and she might prove too strong at the value. The 11, your one and only, I suppose, was a little bit disappointing on face value at Mudgee last time when the 7th behind Full Revs was beaten 3.8 lengths that day. Just whacked away. I just think they might push forward today with this mare and put her on speed. And if that is the case, I think she'll be in it for a long way. 8, A Wild Enemy Pick, has been giving them a start and running on. The effort last start at Dubbo to finish 5th behind Welcome Art was certainly a sound performance. And 9, Hungerford Wonder doesn't win out of turn. But worth noting, this horse has been placed 2 of 3 at the track and distance. And I like horses that have shown form at Wellington previously. So what numbers in the third event? Tricky race, 10, 11, 8 and 9.
Now the next event, which is the fourth, the third, and we race four rather. We have pull out here number 13 Winner Whiskey, 14 Palace Diva, 15 Rocky Beale, and 16 Hebe Friendly. Now 1 Baker's Image $1.85, 4 Dapra $5.50, 7 Bella LaBelle is $8, Three Nails Gift is 10, two Mountation 11, six Miss Whistler 13, five Unattainable 21, eight Moralto 26, 11 Calibrium 41, also 12 Cylindor 41, 10 Black Basquiche is 71, and nine The Clash $81.
Numbers 1, 4, 9 and 2. I've always had a bit of time for Baker's Image, but I've dropped off him recently. He's just been a little bit disappointing his last couple of starts. I suppose he was placed there at Quirindi two starts back, and he worked with the line okay. Last time, got a long way back to Dubbo, was beaten 2.8 lengths, made some good round close to the inside, but I just really thought this horse might progress early doors, but he probably hasn't quite lived up to early promise. You look at his record, though, and it is decent enough. Has had the 8 starts for a win and 4 minor placing. He's not going to find an easier race to break back into the winner's circle, and I think he might be able to today. He's done it a little bit of luck from an awkward draw, and it'll be interesting to see where he gets to in the run. He has had a tendency to probably settle down in the second half of the field. He does have a good turn of foot when right, and I think he certainly finds himself in a winnable race despite a few negative top weight and a bad draw. Ford Garfra was a strong on-pace maiden winner at Dubbo last time over the 1,420 metres. Defeated Eiffel Tower that day. It was a good effort. Very strong through the line and might be able to go on with the job. A 9 The Clash, I thought, was a bolter worth including in your trifectas and first fours. Certainly capable of improvement. I thought this horse might be able to sit a little handier to them today. 1,400 metres is certainly this horse's best distance. And 2 Mount Taishan has only been fair since winning at this track first up from a spell. But it does come from a strong Gary Young lung yard and certainly an each-way chance. Numbers in the fourth, 1, 4, 9 and 2.
All right, we move then to race 5. And here take out 13 Mel DeSant. Now, 2 Mar Nero, $1.85. 9 Malibu Stacy, $5. 5 Raised to Duelers, $8. Also, 6 Shamakosho at $8. 1 Quietly Confident, $10. 3 Eskimo King is $18. 4 Rayonart, $31, along with 7 Gun Barrel Highway. 11 Spanish Fly, $34. Then we get 12 Paleface Arlie's, $51. Number 10 Atlas, $61. And 8 Cuban Lass, $81.
Now, I chopped and changed here a little bit. Ended up coming up with 2, 5, 9 and 3. Mar Nero, she's certainly one of mine. She's a 7-year-old mare. She took a long while to break her maiden. But when she did, she certainly held her form nicely since. Last time at Mudgee was very, very good. She was a tragedy beaten there, really. She settled a lot closer to the speed than what we've become accustomed to with her. And she was climbing all over their backs, was disappointed for a run on 2 or 3 occasions in the straight, and in the end went to the line hard-held, beaten around a length and a half behind that Bold Street Cat. Not totally convinced that Wellington is her track, but she can step cleanly. She has missed away a few times throughout her career and settled down midfield. I'm sure Matthew Carr will be able to thread the needle there at some stage, and she does have a very good turn of foot. It's a bit of a concern that she's going from the 55 kilos up to 61, but I do think she's the best horse in the race. 5, Race to Jewel looks ideally placed here today. I should find that this assignment much easier than the races she's been contesting in recent weeks. Finished 8, beaten 3 lengths at Dubbo last time behind Fireman Sam. I think this mare has the ability to race up on speed today, and she'll be up ahead of Mar Nero. So if there's any chinks in the armour of the favourite, she'll certainly be there when the whips are cracking. She's got a nice draw. She should get a lovely economical run on speed. And she does have a good record here at Wellington. She's had 4 goes at the track for a win and a minor placing. The Mark Milton stable certainly in form at the moment. A 9 Malibu Stacy was placed 3rd at Mudgee behind Full Revs last time. She does have a very good turn of foot. And if they run along a bit here, she could certainly be flashing at them late. A 3 Eskimo King, capable of running a bit of a race here, I thought. Was midfield at Dubbo last time, and beat the 2.4 length there by Subway Surfer. And this horse can certainly be competitive. Has only won the 2 from 30, but has been placed on a further 12 occasions. 2, 5, 9 and 3 in race 5.
All right, we go to race 6, and here. Scratchings are 6 O What a Thief, 8 Dynamite Dan, 15 Lightning Alert, and 18 Tin Mine. 1 Bergdorf, $3.50, 5 Attlee, $6.50, 13 Kelsey Begs, a 7, Number four, Who Hit Who at $8 pop. Two, Blinkin' Rockin' $9. 10, Emo Girl $11. 7, Von Nida $13. 9, Clever Buttons also $13. Now, 7, Slicksters $19. 12, Handful of Aces $21. 3, Anytime Baby. And 11, Faith and Courage $26. Also, 14, Whisper Down. 16, Pretty Little Fellow $26 pops.
I like Blinkin' Rockin' here. Numbers are 2, 9, 14 and 1. Blinkin' Rockin' has been racing against some of the better sprinters in this area at his last couple of starts. And he's been comfortably held, but I just think he finds himself in a much more suitable race here today. Down to a benchmark 55. Bumped into Danish Lace there last start in the Flying Prelude there at Dubbo last time. From barrier number one, I think he might be able to settle close enough to them up at the 1,100 metres today. And despite having been allotted 62 kilos, I think he might be able to get away with it. Has a good record here at Wellington. Has had 5 starts at the track for a win and 3 minor placings. And will certainly be aided by Chris Williams' 2-kilo claim. A 9 Clever Buttons I've put into second. I must admit I underrated this course last time at Mudgee. I ran a cracking race, finished 4th behind Oakwood Lady, beaten 2 lengths. It was a really good effort, and I wouldn't be surprised if she was able to hold her form here today. Is 1 from 1 at the track. 14, Whisper Down goes into the numbers. This horse is now a 6-year-old mare, was placed at Park last time. That was on the 26th of August over the 1,000 metres. And she's another one that has performed very well at Wellington in the past. And number one, Bergdorf, was hard to ignore that very impressive win at Dubbo last time over the 1,120 metres. I suppose got the race run to suit, just sat in behind a mad hot speed and was able to get over the top of them. And it looks a chance here again today. So numbers, race 6, 2, 9, 14 and 1.
All right, we go to the final event, race 7, and scratch 3, French Giggle, 4, Sweet Talkin' Willie, 15, Mr. Hum and Bee, and 16, Hoffa Express. But 2, Repentant, 320, 6, Corriglen, 440, 10, Starves, Azu, 480, number 5, Turcotte, 6, 1, Hellhole, 10, along with 14, Miss Morgana, then 8, Tennessee Pasha, and 9, Penny Elbow, 21, 11, Stardo, 41, 7, Childhood Secret, and 13, Golden Twist, 51, and 12, The Run, 101.
Going with 5 Turcotte here in the last, 5, 2, 10 and 6. I've been waiting for the penny to drop with this fellow. He's got a big engine. I'm just not convinced he knows what it's all about yet. I've had a recent change of stables, formerly prepared by Sharon Jeffries, now with Cameron Crockett there at Mudgee. I've been trialling nicely. I really like the trial at Dubbo in particular on the 28th of August. That was behind Tunkuna. Was hard held over the 1,000 metres there, and I think he's ready to perform first up from a spell today. It's a shame he's drawn wide in barrier number 14, but I think he does have the early speed to overcome that awkward draw. Matthew can't book for the ride, and if he can find his best form, I think he'll be winning the last event. Too Repentant, probably should have won there at Bathurst last time, was narrowly defeated there by Eva Jean. That was back on the 18th of August. It's 24 days between runs. So she's sure to run well. Anthony Cavallo on board today. A 10 star of Zizou's been around the mark in that recent start, and it looks a live chance in this race yet again. You look at that most recent placing at Dubbo, was second behind Bergdorf, and it was one of the horses that was on speed, stuck on bravely that day. And a 6 Corriglen. Has any amount of early toe, it'll be pushing forward. We'll probably be sitting in the first couple round the bend, and it can certainly build off its recent maiden victory. But in the last, we're going 5, 2, 10, and 6.
And that horse I was trying to think of was scratching the last, French Giggle. He's the one who was the 8-year-old. Alan McRae gave him a run in April and bought him back in August, and they were confident he got the money. They're narrow mine.
Yeah, it was a good performance, yeah. Too, and we'll have to be safe for another day.
Yep, going to have a yarn with Anthony Cavallo in a moment too. He's on developing the first. Now, what's your best today?
I've got two best bets, or two that I'm keen on. Race 2, number 2, and it goes by the name of Good Verdict, and then we'll save it up for race 6. A bit of value in 2, Blinkin' Rockin', and I think it can return to its best form today.
All right, terrific. Good on you, Mick. We'll hear you there with the late mail throughout today.
Thanks a lot, Sean.
Mick Wallace there. He's at Wellington today. It's 23 past 10 at Sky Sports Radio. As mentioned, Anthony Cavallo is riding there today and got a good book of rides. Morning, Anthony.
Good morning, Cozzy. How are you going?
Oh, I'm good. Now, this is an interesting one in the first. We were talking about earlier, Develop. Had a spell for 88 weeks, trained by Ken Parsons. He was one of the top yearling preparation guys. I think he used to be at New Haven Park. I'm not sure whether he's still there. And very good horseman. And was saying you wouldn't muck around with one that's been out for 88 weeks unless it's shown something. And you trialled it the other day.
I did, mate. Look, it did trial well, too. Look, and you know, as you said, Kenny's a very good horseman, and he wouldn't bug around with a thing that he didn't think much of. So, yeah, no, he's and he's still out at New Haven, I'm pretty sure. But
yeah.
But no, no, this horse trialled okay the other day at Parks. The thing of Peter Nestor's beat us, which also trialled well. But, no, we went to the line under a hold a bit, and, you know, it has got a bit of scope, this horse.
Yeah, I mean, first up, obviously, after 88-week let-up from a trial, you've obviously got to take a little bit on trust. But as I said, a horseman like that, they don't muck around with them if they don't show something, do they? Don't bother bringing them back.
No, that's right. Even when he, last time he trialed, when he ran second of three, back in 2015, it ran second to Oscar Tosca, who's no slouch either. So, look, you know, Spy Reddy's image, and as we say, Kenny's a good trainer and knows what he's doing.
All right, now the next race two, you won one for Cameron Crockett. He could have a good day today. Good verdict.
Yeah, he tried well too. You know, Cameron's going well. His horses are going well. And, you know, there's no reason why this shouldn't run well. He's drawn barrier one from the 1100. So, no, we'll be in there for a long way.
All right, a Wild Enemy's pick in the next. And this horse just knocks on the door.
Yeah, he's running well without winning sort of thing. You know, he's... You know, he's just about due. I think I'm pretty sure I rode him the other day and he jarred up pretty bad. So, you know, but we're drawn off the track. 1700 doesn't help, but he'll get back a little bit and, you know, we'll just, you know, take it as it comes throughout the race. But he's an each way hope.
How are you finding some of the tracks, Anthony, at the moment, like with the frost and so forth around there? Be drying them out a bit, are they?
Oh, they're probably, yeah. It's amazing that the tracks are so firm for, you know, this time of year, you know, just no rain about, and that's everywhere. Like, you know, I was out at Mandurah the other week, and it was a firm one. Like, it was just... But there's not much you can do about it, you know. They're even getting to the stage now where these clubs can't get much water on them. So, you know, we need rain, and it's still out everywhere. Even the other day, Tuncurry, there was fires, you know, within 20 kilometres away, bushfires. And
yeah.
So they're lucky they've got plenty of water out there. But when you get further out west here, it's just so hard. It's... You know, it's not enough water about for them.
That track at Tuncurry looked magnificent.
Oh, what a beautiful... And, you know, like, beautiful track, and it's a beautiful spot. Like, it's a bit of paradise out there. And, you know, it's a shame they don't have more meetings there, but I'm sure they will pick up eventually.
Yeah, because it's basically underutilised, isn't it, as a racetrack?
Yeah. Yeah, and I think there's only one trainer out there, Terry Evans.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it's, yeah, it's a beautiful setup and a beautiful place to live.
Right. Now, Black Bakish, you're on in race four. And this horse hasn't been beaten too far its last couple.
No, look, you know, it's in a lot easier races too. You know, it's, you know, it had to improve a bit on its last runs. I think a couple of them were at picnics as well. So, look, you know, well, we're in there with a chance, but, you know. It's
hope for the best.
Not the pick of them, that's for sure.
All righty. What about Gun Barrel Highway?
Gun Barrel Highway, well, it's a late pickup. I don't know too much about it. I ran third a few starts ago at Cowra, I think. Look, it's one of Bernie Kelly's. He does all right with him out of Hawkesbury. So, look, you know, as I say, I don't know much about it. It's just, I only just got it the last half an hour. So, but look, you know, it's drawn 1400. You know, it's probably an each way out.
Now, Peter Nestor's put you on Clever Buttons in race six, won at Kilgandra first up, and then the other day wasn't a bad run. Showed pace again, that much.
It did. It was a good run, but I'm on two of them here. I'm not sure which one I've got to ride. It's either Clever Buttons or Pretty Little Fella got a run as well. So, look, Clever Buttons, he's a chance. He's, you know, by how I shap, Peter Nestor, you know, like, he's a very good horseman. And, you know, like, he's not without a hope, that's for sure. Then got Pretty Little Fella, who's the other one. I'm not sure if I'm riding or not. He was a real good horse. He's horse, Pretty Little Fella, back in the day. He started a favourite in one of those country championship races at Dubbo. And look, he just hasn't found his form, but his last run wasn't too bad. So, look, he could be a fluke as hope.
Well, you know, chance to ride both. One's drawn four and one's drawn 12. You're going to be a bit of strife, aren't you?
Yeah, we'll work it out with the stewards when I get there.
Get sorted, no worries. And then the last, you got Repentant. This horse has been in good form for Dean Murphy.
He has, and he's got a lot of speed, this little bugger. So, you know, he's drawn off the track a little bit, which won't help. But, look, he just went down the last stride the other day. And, you know, he's got a bit of speed. He's from Hawkesbury, I think. The lady at Hawkesbury had it before Dean. But Dean's got him going well. And, you know, as you say, it looks like it's ready to, you know, go close now.
Now, what's the pick of yours today, Anthony? What do you reckon?
Well, the first starter in the first is some hope. Good verdict in the second's a good chance off a nice trial. And, in the last race, he's probably a chance if he gets away clean from the bad alley. Maybe the one in race two, I'd say, is probably the pick of him.
Yeah. Alrighty. When do you get a break? Because I was looking, you go everywhere to ride. You're all, you're Gander everywhere, Mendoora the other day. Do you get a holiday or just got to wait either an injury or suspension?
Yeah, look, you know, you can really take a break when you want as a jockey. Mm. But, look, I went to Melbourne on the weekend with my son. We went and watched Parramatta play Melbourne on Saturday and we were there for the weekend. So that was my break away. 2 days away in Melbourne. It was freezing cold, but, it was a bit of, I'd do that more than go for holidays. I'd take 2 or 3 days off here and there during the week. Like even after Tuesday, after tomorrow, Tamworth, I'm not riding until the weekend. So, it's not all that hectic, that's for sure. Like it looks busy. It is busy, but you do get 3 or 4 days off during the week, which is good.
So rather than give you a big spell and tip you out in the paddock, we'd just freshen you up.
That's it, mate. It's too long a spell. Might just come back too big and won't want to race again. So,
right, mate. Good luck.
Short breaks are good.
Yeah, good on you, mate. Anthony, good to catch up. Good luck today, too.
Problem, Cozzy. Anytime.
Thanks, mate. Anthony Cavallo. Really appreciate him joining us there. 10:30 Sky Sports Radio. Let's update the latest news and sport now with Leanne West.
Thanks, Cozzy. Rafael Nadal has won his 16th Grand Slam title. He's beaten South African Kevin Anderson 6-3, 6-3, 6-4 in New York for his third US Open crown. The Australian cricket team has arrived in India for a one-day series against the host nation. Captain Steve Smith says he doesn't expect there'll be a repeat of tensions between the teams. It's Mad Monday for NRL Premiers Cronulla after last night's upset one-point loss to North Queensland in extra time. Sharks coach Shane Flanagan fuming about the referees. North Queensland is now preparing to take on Parramatta on Saturday night with the Brisbane Broncos to host Penrith on Friday night. In the AFL, the Sydney Swans are confident Lance Franklin will overcome a thigh problem for Friday night's semi-final against Geelong at the MCG. Fears that Greater Western Sydney stars Jeremy Cameron and Shane Mumford won't play again this season. Cameron has a hamstring injury while Mumford is struggling with foot and ankle problems. And Socceroos winger Matt Leckie has continued his strong start to the Bundesliga season with his third goal in as many games. This is Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
Racing HQ is brought to you by Tab's Quaddy Cash Out. Cash out of your quaddy after the first, second or third leg. Tab, we love a bet. Gamble responsibly.
At Bingley, receive a bonus 10% gift card when you purchase a cooking appliance or dishwasher featured in the catalogue. Only at Bingley for a limited time. Check out the catalogue now at bingley.com.au or see in store for details.
Chinwag with Cozzy is back. Thursday mornings at 10:30, Sean Cosgrove returns for another season starring the larrikins and legends of racing. Hear their stories unfold. Great.